Welcome to the Healthy Skin Show with Jennifer Fugo, where we're flipping everything you've been told about your chronic skin issues upside down and connecting you with alternative solutions your dermatologist never told you about.
Welcome back to episode number 190 of the Healthy Skin Show. In today's episode, I'm continuing down the liver detox skin rash connection rabbit hole in what is now part 3 of this series. If you missed parts 1 and 2, head on over to episodes 177 and number 186 to get caught up first. Now, liver detox is confusing, especially due to the massive amount of information that's constantly shared online. I'm all for simplifying complex topics, as many of you know, but because liver detoxing is trendy, people oversimplify it to a point where it's, to be honest with you, it's near ridiculous nonsense at times. And you know that I'm not recommending that you go out and buy a liver detox or do a liver cleanse or buy a bunch of milk thistle. What we're talking about here is learning how to support complex biochemical pathways with the nutritional components that they require. And it's crucial to support proper elimination so that what should be headed out of your body actually leaves. If you recall, my priority pyramid helps to explain why I put such a huge emphasis on liver detoxification. And to get phase 3 detox properly humming along, that's why I pair the liver detox with gut function on that chart. If you're not having healthy bowel movements daily, and that translates to 1 to 3 poops every single day, then again, you could compromise this final and essential stage. This is also important if you suspect a hormone imbalance like estrogen dominance or histamine overload issues, which I'll explain more about in a moment. Phase 2 detox is made up by several different pathways. The glycine pathway is one which you should be familiar with at this point. While these other pathways don't necessarily get as overwhelmed as the glycine pathway in my experience, it doesn't mean that you don't have to worry about them. And remember, everyone's case is unique. I'd argue that the more severe your rashes and flares are, the more helpful a full-spectrum liver support plan could be. The other phase 2 detox pathways that you haven't heard me talk about yet are glutathione, taurine, acetylation, methylation, sulfation, and glucuronidation pathways. These pathways help to address various substances from toxins and heavy metals in the environment to medications to hormones, more about that in a moment, and even fat-soluble vitamins. Histamine is addressed in both acetylation and methylation. Since I know we've got a lot of listeners here who are in dire need of more information about their histamine overload issues, some pathways are obvious in their name of what they need in order to kind of do their thing. For example, the glutathione pathway requires what many call the master antioxidant, namely glutathione. Sulfation requires sulfur sources, as do other pathways such as glucuronidation and glutathione. Where this gets complicated is that genetic SNPs impacting enzymes in these pathways could potentially create what's called sulfur intolerance. I've previously touched on sulfur intake triggering skin rash issues in episode number 42. So other helpful nutrients you might want to consider to more widely support phase 2 liver detox in general includes pantothenic acid, also known as vitamin B5 or coenzyme A, glutathione, N-acetylcysteine, MSM, and taurine. Now, in terms of balancing hormones and how your liver might be involved in this, many people don't realize the interesting connection between these two. If you suspect that your hormones are out of balance, consider what's going on with your liver because it plays such a crucial role in hormone conversion. I found this out accidentally about 6 years ago when my cousin talked me into doing a liver detoxification program she used to recommend to her clients. My expectations were that I could have more energy and might lose a few pounds, but what I didn't anticipate was that my PMS symptoms would completely vanish. Initially, I thought it was a fluke, but when my PMS came back without the liver support to then disappear again when I brought it back in, I became incredibly curious about what was going on. The right liver support has been really helpful and a very simple tool to keep my menstrual cycle in check. No more horrible cramps, lower back pain, mood swings, or other concerns. And I am, at the date of this recording, 41 years old. My period just shows up without causing a massive fuss announcing its arrival, which, frankly, I am very grateful that I do not have to deal with all of that every single month. And it's also helped many of my clients support their hormonal balance too. The reason is that sex hormone conversion takes place in your liver starting with cholesterol. I've actually got a really great simplified diagram in the show notes that will help you better understand this. For what it's worth, estrogen metabolism is specifically processed through both phase 1 and phase 2 of your liver. For those of you who have done a Dutch plus hormone test, you can see this on the report. So while my urging to support your liver isn't necessarily focused on healthy sex hormone conversion, it has some incredible benefits for it. And like all things, too much of a hormone, especially estrogen, isn't a good thing. It's crucial that once your liver deactivates estrogen to keep your level in check, the estrogen is sent through your bile to the gallbladder to hang out until you eat. Eating food triggers gallbladder contractions that release bile with that deactivated estrogen into your small intestine. Ultimately, you're supposed to poop out that deactivated estrogen as part of phase 3 liver detox. And yes, this same process goes for the men listening to this show too. This is why I talk about liver detox and gut function in the same breath. Because when you start working on your root cause puzzle, these two pieces are intertwined in that first step. But if you're constipated or you struggle with gut dysbiosis, which unfortunately is very common in chronic skin rash cases, this is where phase 3 of liver detox can actually go off the rails. And that's particularly troubling for women and even men struggling with lots of hormonal issues and those who are dealing with histamine overload. The main reason why has to do with an enzyme called beta-glucuronidase that some bacteria have. Beta-glucuronidase reactivates deactivated estrogen. Everyone has some bacteria with this enzyme, but if your gut is pretty out of balance, you could have a higher percentage of bacteria with beta-glucuronidase. High levels of beta-glucuronidase increase reactivated estrogen in your gut. Constipation only makes this worse because your poop is moving through your colon slower, giving the enzyme more time to do its bidding. Either way, it's bad because that reactivated estrogen is reabsorbed in your gut, thus hijacking your phase 3 detox and potentially throwing you into a state of estrogen dominance. I'll dive deeper into this topic in the future because it is directly connected to histamine overload problems. So if you struggle with histamine, stay tuned. Now you can clearly see why it's so important to support even phase 3 of liver detox. And an important point is that phase 3 detox problems will not resolve on their own, nor very likely by taking a probiotic supplement. Some steps to address this may require help from a seasoned and experienced practitioner. First of all, resolving constipation is crucial if this is a problem for you because slower transit time increases the chances that the estrogen can get turned back on and reabsorbed. To improve stool transit time and consistency, I typically recommend appropriate hydration, ground flax seeds, certain forms of magnesium like magnesium citrate, aloe leaf juice, and even kiwi fruit in my clinical practice. I highly caution you away from using herbs and products like senna because laxatives like senna are actually addictive to your colon and can make it very difficult for you to eventually get off of them. Second, comprehensive stool testing like a GI map will identify what's going on in the microbiome as well as your beta-glucuronidase enzyme level present there. I use the results in my clinical practice to create tailored protocols to address and rebalance what's going on. And lastly, taking calcium D-glucarate may be helpful because it will bind to the deactivated estrogen in your gut and shuttle it out of the system before beta-glucuronidase can cause any trouble. I typically use P2 Detox, available at quellshop.com, because it's a comprehensive blend of calcium D-glucarate along with other phase 2 pathway support nutrients I've discussed herein. For those who are sensitive to B vitamins or herbs, as many of my clients are, it doesn't contain any of these ingredients. If you want to add this to your protocol, you can head on over to quellshop.com and use coupon code QUELL10 to get 10% off your first purchase. Now, if you've got any questions or thoughts to share about this, or if you want to see the resources and graphics that I've put together for you, head on over to skinterrupt.com/190 so we can keep the conversation going. And then make sure to pass along this resource to those who you know who are struggling with rashes and would love to know more about how their liver is involved. And before you head off for your day, take a moment to rate and review the Healthy Skin Show on your podcast platform and hit that subscribe button so you can tune in each week for new research, tips, hope, and inspiration. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.